prayed long enough. I said, we've prayed long enough. And the glory is in this house. And this altar is alive. Miracles. 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 Have a seat. Glory to God. I wrote it here. Your faith is a gift from God to empower you to live above everything, every weapon of Satan, and everything the mass of helpless humanity are enduring in his hands. So your faith is the victory. Have you ever thought about it? He didn't say your money is your victory. He said your faith is your victory. I'm not telling you not to pay attention to whatever they're saying out there concerning your health. But I can't do the AARP thing. Because every time I try to read their stuff, he's trying to fill me with unbelief. He's putting stuff in my mind for Satan to use to be attacking me. Then all of a sudden, if I feel this, oh, this must be that. I said, no, get off of me, you devil. Because everything you hear is a wind. He said, don't be moved by every wind of doctrine. He said, faith, my faith is my victory. Not my adherence to this health thing or to this diet or to this. My faith. My faith is my victory. My faith. My faith. My faith is my victory. My faith is my weapon. My faith is my rebellion against Satan. My faith. And until I act on it, it's useless. Useless.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Peter said, I'm writing to you about this precious faith that we obtained. I said, for years I didn't know that I was carrying a precious seed within me. I felt helpless. There were so many problems with no solutions. I didn't know the solution was my faith. And then one day, I ran into a scripture that just shocked the daylights out of me. And when I start quoting it, you will join me. But these are the things that changed me. He said, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly. He said, above all, you ask or think. My God. Do you believe the Bible? Listen, we haven't reached the punchline. But it said that God is able. The ability of God, it is what is missing. We don't meditate on the things. He said in Romans 1 that the invisible things of God are clearly seen, but they are understood. Amen. If you pay attention to the things he has already done. Watch. There are things that amaze me about God. How can all of us be praying at the same time? He can hear all of us at the same time. And answer all of us individually at the same time. He's not saying, wait, let me finish with him. Then I'll get to you. And the Holy Spirit said, now, Google, the fastest computer on the earth. And I Googled it, and I found that the fastest computer on the earth was made by this company called Fujitsu or something. It's a Japanese company. So, I don't know where I pasted this. It says as of September 2021, the fastest computer in the world is Fugaku, developed by Fujitsu, and Riken in Japan. Fugaku has a processing speed of 442 quadrillion floating point operations per second. A quadrillion is one petaflops. And it can do, remember now, you have million, billion, trillion, before you get to quadrillion. And it can do 442 quadrillion operations in 1 second. Boom. And God said to me, that's what man can do. But I can do better. I can answer 7 billion people at the same time. Wow! 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 Hallelujah! You see, wasn't it me that created man and gave him the wisdom to do that? He said, who hung the galaxies? I was telling you all that the earth travels at 18,000 plus miles. No, Google says it's 76,000 miles an hour. With what engine? What's driving it? Where is it getting its propelling force from? And at that speed, it takes it 1 year to go around the sun one time. Wow. You are sitting in something moving at that speed, and you don't know it. And while it's moving at that speed, it's spinning on its axis 1,000 miles an hour, and yet you can't sense it. Hey, figure that out first. If you don't fall on your knees and start saying, what a mighty God I serve. If he can do that, he can pay my light bill. What are you talking about, resurrection? It's time for your faith to wake up. Peter said, I'm writing to people carrying. Watch. So unto him that is able to do. He didn't say to do the things you ask. He said exceed. Abundant. Now when you start doing that and using superlatives, you are saying you run out of words. You don't have the adjectives to fix this. So you say exceeding abundantly above. Oh, you ask or think. But what made me almost fall off my chair? You say, but it's according to the power that's working in you. According to the power, then what's stirring up in you? He said, our answers to prayer. God's ability is limited by how much of him you allow.
Amen. Come on now.
So to be looking for something outside when nothing is working in you. So every Sunday I'm telling you, shout, all of us. I'm trying to stir up the gift of God. Because I know it's in there. The old Ragu commercial has nothing on this one. Faith is in there. Glory is in there. Miracle is in there. Fire is in there. Stir up the gift of God. Stir it up. Stir it up. Stir it up.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
If you get it, you will start celebrating the gift of faith. You know, sometimes you sit around feeling like, well, Lord, you're not doing much for me. And he laughs. You don't know what you carry. You are designed to produce it. God is looking for the works of faith. Watch. Did God come to me and say, son, trust me, sign that contract, I will provide. Did he say anything to me? No. He said he don't tell you the answers to the test.
Amen.
When you are taking a test.
Amen.
He wants to see if you learned anything.
Amen.
You are shouting. You are screaming. But did you learn anything?
Yes.
He didn't tell me any of that. It was me that said, I believe God will take care of it.
Yes.
He told me to do Glory for USA. And I saw you can't do it by the airlines. You can't drive it. The only way you can get it done is a private jet. And when he gave me the assignment, he said, I've given this to so many people, several people. And they all failed me. I'm giving it to you, he said, because I know you will get it done.
Yeah.
And Resurrection House for 3 years. We've been to all 50 states. We got it done. We are getting it. And after 3 years of flying this bad boy and paying the maintenance, the management fees, the fuel, the engine program, things we didn't even have idea was an issue. You remember the brake pad of $83,000? Huh? What is the thing on the tail? The actuator. Remember all those bills in the hundreds of thousands. And we have done it for 3 years and never came to you crying and asking you to give or to sow a seed or to raise money. And God has paid every dime of it. How are you going to sit under that and be sitting on your blessed assurance, talking about you're waiting on God? Why are you afraid to fail? Is your faith precious? That's why I can't afford to lose it. And whatever Satan is running his mouth about, I defy him and do it. But pay attention to what I'm telling you. Look at us. Look at how few we are. And you're hearing such testimonies. God is getting it done right in front of you. So you will never have a legitimate excuse for not believing God. Remember, as I pray. So many of you are sitting around waiting on God to give you money. But God is waiting on you to do a work of faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
I have the courage to accomplish things. I know I'm dibbling and dabbling into the scriptures for next Sunday, but James said, you show me your faith without your works, and I will show you mine. But I'm not here blowing smoke and telling you my faith or what happened 20 years ago. I'm telling you what's happening now. I'm testifying to the power of my faith now. One Saturday morning, God said to me, with the leaders here on the world, he said, do you know why I gave you my covenant? I said, no. It's only a dumb man that would tell God that he knows why God is blessing him. I said, I have no idea. He said, this leadership meeting you have on this altar, unfailingly, every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. is one of the reasons I gave it to you. But when I was doing it, I didn't know that it has such a power behind it, such a promise, such a covenant. That's why I'm telling you up and coming, when you are sowing the right seeds and doing the right thing, don't let the devil be messing with you because you got one eye on what you're doing and one eye on what is happening. I told you, God, I'm paid every Friday. You are inspected over time, and they sign off on you. And the decree will come from the throne. Huh? It's like what happened to Billy Graham. You've heard the testimony how this guy went out by the ordination of the Lord on the bicycle preaching. And a whole day, nobody. I don't know if it's a month or however long he preached. And only one young man got saved. And it was Billy Graham. What fruit abounds to his account for one soul? Didn't God tell you and I? You get me at least 3 souls this year. He said, there's nothing I won't give you. We are in February already. Have you nailed one yet? Watch. And Billy Graham started his ministry. Going, doing his best. He said, one day, of all places, he went to the beaches of California, went to a beach in California, spent the whole day praying. And he said what happened to him that day, he totally surrendered everything to the Lord. And suddenly, watch now. At that time, all we had was wire. Across the wire, the big boys in America, they said it was these 2 words, push Graham. That was all that came through the wires. And overnight, Sunday morning, Billy Graham was on the front page of all the national newspapers in this country, all radio, all television. That's how Billy Graham became a household name. Push Graham. Boom, just like that. Where did that command come from? It wasn't from the big boys. It was from the throne. Yeah. And all these years, until he passed away, Bill Graham spent money in the hundreds of millions and never raised money. Watch. To reach Billy Graham, and I don't know why he would choose the coldest of cold places. All you have to do is say, Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's all you need. And the letter gets to him. You don't bother with street address or zip code or anything. Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Watch all the old Billy Graham crusade, you know, things when they start signing up. Billy Graham, Minneapolis, Minnesota. One word. God would just tell the angels, fund him. That's what happened to me. He swore to me. Don't worry. Down the road through the year, I will get to that message that I'm carrying. The things that make God swear. He vows. Bible says all the priests in the old covenant, we are made without an oath. But this one, with an oath, he said, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever. These are the things that give me confidence. After the order of Melchizedek. He said he has an unchangeable priesthood. Preach away my time. But I celebrate that I'm giving you the tools to get the job done. Amen. You can remain where you are in 2024. You must go forward. You must rise. You must do better. You must do greater. You must. Your faith must be deployed for miracles. Beloved, this is a message that just sends your spirit dancing and rejoicing in the Lord, your God. Faith in action, the power, hallelujah, the supernatural power of faith. Faith connecting with the mighty hand of God to make impossibility possible. When you discover this realm, you are delivered from the limitations of man, from what's happening around you. And your faith is firmly centered on the Lord, your God. The works of faith testify. There is no way a man can say that he has faith and has no works. You must act on your faith. You must hear the testimonies of the man with the warehouse and all the others that have occurred since, where the decree stood even a year later. God secured the property and it's still intact. And now they're moving into it to possess that land. What would you do? Because 2024 cannot go by and you don't act on your faith. You don't use your faith. Faith is not stress. Faith is rest. Wow, that's a quote. Faith is not stress. Faith is rest. But when faith is not accompanied by trust, it's a lot of stress. But when you trust God, you enter into rest. Or as the book of Hebrews says in King James, those of us who believe enter into rest. And those of you that are stressed, the Bible says there remaineth a rest for the people of God. And how do you enter into rest? You cease from your own works and start doing the works of God by faith. I didn't go out pursuing a jet. No, God gave me an assignment to do. And I saw that a private jet is the only way I can get it done. So my faith activated, knowing that if he's sending me to do this, he will pay for it. You notice how naturally that happened. It's not for me to assume something and go out pursuing my own lust and covetousness and think I'm walking by faith. God will not honor it. It is the works of God done by faith
Jesus says, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Find out what God has for you. Find out what God wants you to do. And then you act in faith to get it done. You've prayed long enough. Act on your faith. If God has spoken, he will meet you at the point of your faith. He will stand up for you. He will touch you and impart grace unto you, and you will get it done. 770-994-3777. Call today. Prayer for agreement will help produce a miracle. Tell the prime minister to make a decree on your behalf. Put a seed in the ground to cause your faith to work. That's how power is released in this kingdom. You may argue against it or fight against it. Your frustrations will only intensify and baptize you for years to come. Humble yourself. Repent of your judgments against anyone telling you to put a seed in the ground, because that's the way this kingdom is set up. If the farmer didn't sow the seed, you will not have food to eat. If your father didn't sow the seed, you will not be alive. There's no other way in this kingdom. The power of the kingdom is released through seed. God said to me, I didn't keep telling you that I love you. I sowed my son as a seed to get all of you back. That's the way it is. Stop wasting your time thinking it will be any other way. Stop listening to these broke, frustrated, curse-ridden people fighting against the word of God they don't understand and criticizing what they don't understand that they so desperately need themselves to come out of the clutches of Satan and poverty and misery that has them bound. It's time for you to break free. It's time for you to break through. Act on your faith today. Put a seed on the fertile soil of the voice of resurrection. Fire on you. Fire on your seed. Fire. Amen. You will catch fire. In Jesus' name. I fail to leave. We love you. Come to church Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Otherwise, we'll see you right here next week. The voice of resurrection. God bless you.